truthfully say that I was always aware that I was in the United States of America and I was a black person. And I was very well aware from my own personal experience living in the black ghetto that was Harlem and hearing from my cousins when they would travel south to New York City to be with my mother, who was their aunt, and I would hear of their particular experiences, and I realized the awful oppression of black people, particularly in the South, and the horror of it became so clear to me when my cousin, whom I call Little Viney, who's younger than me, but when Little Viney said that she couldn't go to the library, and I lived in the library, I couldn't imagine a world where you could not go to read all the books that you wanted. Then, really, that's when Jim Crow and personal oppression as a black person became clear to me, that you couldn't, not going to the swimming pool, that didn't bother me at all, going to the different schools, that didn't bother me, I didn't know about it, didn't understand about it. But when you can't get books, oh, wow, that was heavy, that was deep, that was major oppression, major discrimination. So I knew that with Little Viney and all my cousins who would come from the South and would talk, particularly the male, because the women didn't come, you know, to my mother. Well, they wouldn't. My mother came, but she didn't come she came as a 19 or 20 year old. She didn't come as a child. And then when they did come, I guess they came to families that took them in. And when mother came, she came to aunt so-and-so and uncle so-and-so. But I say that I understood, and then because I'm an omnivorous reader, I have always been, and I've been a very Catholic reader in that I read everything. And so I read Langston Hughes, and I read Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, and I read African folk tales even. But it wasn't until I was accredited to the United Nations as a representative for the Women's International Democratic Federation, which had consultative status with the UN, meaning that they could speak before the UN on issues of social and economic concerns. It wasn't until I became that representative that I began to realize and understand something about my oppression as a woman. Someone would call me, they would call me a black bitch, but I only heard the black. I didn't hear the bitch. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is a woman. I didn't hear that. I just heard that I was black.